AgBio Science is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
Consumers, at the end of the day, are willing to try newer brands which are committed to brands which are making an honest effort to deliver something good. And I feel this is the whole idea which gives us a lot of inspiration. And we've built our brand around making this clean, authentic, and functional for Gen Z and millennials and anyone who's trying to snack healthy.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. I'm Kayla Chittister, producer of the podcast, and here this week to talk about something truly exciting for the Agrinovis team. I am here with Jeff Zients, Senior Director of Innovation for Agrinovis and the leader of our accelerator, Velocity. We've had the opportunity now to have one of our winners on Nutripop, and of course we had to have you host, Jeff. Thank you for coming on.
Well, thank you. It was so exciting to, one, be able to host Ag Bioscience, but also to be able to talk to a winner of Velocity. It was so exciting to get to tell their story and hear more about what they're doing.
What I always think is great, whether it's innovation challenges before Velocity or Velocity itself, is the power of student entrepreneurship on display. And we got to see that today with Nutripop. I'm curious, your high level takeaway from the, you know, 25 minutes you had with the team, your favorite part of the discussion?
Yeah, I think ultimately working with that team and also getting to have that conversation, thinking about the challenging environment that they're walking into, obviously coming into a space like CPG that's hard, a difficult place, even as student entrepreneurs, but having this compassion around making a difference, also bringing something to the market that fills a need for consumers, and being willing to do hard things, and thinking about the fact that they didn't even exist as a company in January. And it's so exciting to see students kind of go that route, but then also to be able to be in an organization where we support that entrepreneurship and they can go up against venture-backed organizations and walk away with the win is also just such an inspiring thing to be part of.
They were the winner of the Food as Health track, and to be developing a food product in that amount of time that is marketable, that looks delicious and honestly tastes delicious. Let's be really, really clear about that. I mean, that's a lot of work to progress in 6 months. And as the person that was hands-on with Nutripop during that time, what has been most remarkable about their growth from, you know, February to today?
Well, I think ultimately it's kind of everything. They didn't exist and now they exist. But also, I think Audrey calls it out in the actual conversation we have, that just not being afraid of going. I think that is something that student entrepreneurs uniquely have this ability to do. And I hope that people listening to the pod listen and hear this message of, if you see a problem and you can fix it, go fix it. And their team was a great example of that. They created this product that is not only delicious, but it's healthy. And it's also part of this food as health movement. And they didn't have to wait for anybody's permission. They just did it. And they did. And, you know, we still have the ability to sample. And if you get a chance to get it in your hands, it is delicious. But this is the story of student entrepreneurship. And it also is just entrepreneurship in general. It's not just students. And so it's exciting to see that. It's exciting to be part of it. And the work that they did to get to that point is unparalleled. It's exciting to see.
They didn't have to ask for anyone's permission, but they did go in search of resources, things like Velocity, our program, something that you do lead. Take a quick minute to just talk about, you know, people utilizing the resource that is in front of them for these three tracks. You know, we will open registration here at some point toward the end of the year for 2026.
Yes. So absolutely. I think Velocity, we are here to serve the entrepreneurs that are innovating in ag bioscience. And that ranges from you know, the three tracks that we focus on: bioinnovation, food as health, and farm-focused innovation. But it also extends beyond that. And, you know, our team is dedicated to meeting the entrepreneur and driving them forward in the way that makes a difference for them. And the Nutrapop team is a great example of a team that said, hey, we don't have it all figured out, but we see an opportunity and we need help. And they mentioned the Idea Center at Notre Dame. They mentioned our team. They mentioned some of the other things that they've been part of. And just taking the step to say, hey, if you can help me, can you help? And we met them there. We're able to be part of that time. And the best part is that in 2026, we're going to do it again. And if you are sitting here listening to this podcast today and you hear this and you're like, hey, I might need their help, then you do need our help. Come, and we would love to support you as you move down that path toward entrepreneurship and innovation in ag bioscience.
It is one of your absolute favorite things to do, and you do it well, my friend. Thank you so much for hosting today, for coming into the studio. We really do appreciate it, Jeff.
Thanks, Kayla.
And thank you for tuning into Ag Bioscience. Please enjoy this conversation with Nutrapop.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. I'm here with Audrey and Yujiswin from Nutrapop. Guys, it's been a whirlwind of a few months since you graduated from Notre Dame. You've kicked off your startup. You've headed down this path. Can you start with the story of how you guys came together as a team to create the brand and the company that we now know as Nutrapop?
Yeah, so the story all started at Notre Dame. So all three of us co-founders, UJ, me, and Rishi, who can't be here today, but he sends his best wishes. We were actually all friends in the same MBA program before any of this started. So all three of us were in like a really late night study session. I don't remember if it was for midterms or another, like some random exam, but UJ had a snack from home, which was popped water lily seeds. Rishi and I had never tried them before, but we took one bite and we were hooked. And honestly, since then, I've done a lot of product testing. And so UJ went to pitch this idea on his own for this thing that the Idea Center at Notre Dame has called Friday Pitches. But he invited Rishi and I to come watch and support. And of course, we would want to come and support our friend. We went and everyone loved his presentation. And after the pitch, John Henry, which is who's the director of student startups at Notre Dame, mentioned that there was a sustainability competition coming up that same day in like an hour. So Rishi and I decided to join UJ and make a team for that competition because, you know, why not? We loved the product anyways. And it was a great way to spend a Saturday afternoon. And we ended up winning that competition with the idea for Nutrapop, which was crazy. Out of like 20-something teams, we ended up on top. And after kind of thinking it through and developing the idea a bit more, we really saw kind of like a white space. There's a demand for healthier, plant-based, and high-protein snacks with fun flavors. But, you know, we're good for the environment and good for people. On top of that, all three of us have a really shared passion for wellness, clean ingredients, and sustainability, which kind of rolls into Nutrapop's, I guess, mantra of nourish simply, grow responsibly, and snack with joy.
Audrey, I love that. So let's dive a little bit deeper into that. What are the popped water lily seeds, and how are you working to make this snack marketable to every household in the U.S.?
So popped water lily seeds, essentially, these are essentially a superfood from India. It's an ancient superfood which was primarily used to break fast so that, you know, your body was replenished with all the resources that you need, which you were depleted of when you were fasting. So this was one of the superfoods that was part of the ancient Indian diet. And these seeds, essentially, they come from the water lily plant, a specific species called the Ural ferox, which primarily grows in the northeastern part of India. These seeds are then, you know, popped using heat. It's a very manual process which we use to pop these seeds, and then they're then roasted and flavored with spices and salt and olive oil to, you know, get the final product that you get to eat. So that's pretty much it. It's pretty simple, but a lot goes behind it with the farmers who are involved in processing. But it's clean. Nothing extra is added to the product. You get what you see at the end of the day. what we're doing to, you know, make this marketable as a household snack in the product. So I'm pretty sure, like, even you or 90% of the population in the U.S. Wouldn't have heard of popped water lily seeds as a snack. And we've got this response too. But what we've noticed is that there is increasing demand for healthy snacks, which are, first of all, high in protein, low in fats, and low in calories. And Nutripop has all these three elements within the product itself. It has 67% less fat, 20% fewer calories, and 50% more protein, even when compared to popcorn. So when you compare that to an actual chip, it's even better. And some of the other benefits when it comes to, you know, popped water lily seeds is that it has a very low glycemic index. It has a glycemic index of 22, which is much lower than your microwavable popcorn, which has a glycemic index of 55. So there are no blood sugar spikes, and it's also rich in calcium, magnesium, and other antioxidants. So those are the product benefits. I won't bore you too much with it. But then what we as a company want to do essentially is make Nutripop a go-to late-night guilt-free snack in the US for all health-conscious individuals and, you know, people like moms and young individuals who are constantly on the lookout for healthy alternatives, you know, for snacking per se. And to do this, we are launching global and American flavors, which suit the needs of the American palate. We are creating convenience packaging, 1 hour convenience packaging, which will make it a grab and go snack. And this, we've also built the brand around Gen Z and millennial snackers, where we're trying to, you know, push the product in gyms, university C-stores, and coffee shops to make this more accessible.
Yeah, and kind of through that, I kind of want to talk about our three pillars, which is, again, nourish simply, grow responsibly, and snack with joy. So like you, Jay, mentioned, nourish simply, we have just a few clean ingredients because we believe that real energy comes from real food. You know, Nutripop is made from just like very few plant-based ingredients because we really do believe your body knows the difference. Second of all, grow responsibly. A good food should not come at the planet's expense. Our water lily seeds grow with very minimal environmental impact. And, you know, we're here to build something that really lasts, but not just for us, but for the soil, the water, and the people behind it all. And lastly, snack with joy. Like UJ said, we don't believe in like guilty snacking. And we're here for just like your everyday moments, cravings, Netflix nights, post-gym workout snack. We're not asking you to go on a diet or restrict your eating in any way. We just want you, we want to ask you to make healthy swaps. Swap us for popcorn chips, the same way you'd swap sparkling water for a can of soda.
That's so good, Audrey and UJ. And at the end of the day, the product is delicious. And so that's even easier to switch over when you have something that brings those health benefits as well as that delicious snacking experience. You participated in the inaugural Velocity Startup Accelerator here that Agrinovis ran this past spring. Can you talk to us a little bit about that experience and what, as an emerging startup, how that program has helped drive you forward over the last few months?
Yeah. So first of all, we are very, very grateful and humbled that we were able to win. Like, honestly, we did not expect it at all, but it really gave us a lot of validation. You know, we won the Food is Health track. And before this, we didn't really have any wins outside of the Notre Dame like sphere, and certainly none this big. And so this win really allowed us access to mentorship, retail connections, pitch practice, just a lot of things. And it really helped us refine our go-to-market strategy. Obviously, winning a competition this big also boosts our credibility a lot when we're talking to investors, retailers, and, you know, partners. We also, because we won this, we got a lot of connections to, you know, warehousing partners, other small manufacturers, co-packing solutions, and even the local government. Connections that we would not have been able to make without Agronovis.
That's fantastic. And I know it's only been a short period of time since we wrapped up and awarded you all the big win at the Velocity Demo Day event. But, you know, since the accelerator wrapped up, what have been some of the big wins that you guys have had as a company since the end of the program?
Some of the biggest wins, I would say, since Velocity or even Racer Revenue post Nordam, I think, have been a lot of people have started getting more responsive to us since we've had, you know, a lot of media coverage, even on TV, news articles and podcasts like this, which is, you know, spreading the word of, you know, Nutropop is coming, so watch out. So people are more receptive to listening to us. That's one. And we have been on the road. We've secured university retail pilots. Just last week, I was at Indiana University's sampling event with other known companies trying to push our product. And then also, I was at Elevance Health with you to share samples with associates at Elevance Health. And then we are also seeing some interest from local sandwich shops within the region in South Bend and Elkhart who are willing to give us a try and switching out chips for something healthier like us. So there is demand, an uptick in demand that we're seeing, and we're chasing this demand in the right direction. And I think the biggest win would still be, I think this was there before the accelerator too, but it has grown significantly since then, is that consumer feedback. Our whole brand was built around listening to our customers and trying and experimenting different flavors with them, asking them for more feedback. And even today, when 9 out of the 10 people that I speak to, first of all, say that they love our product, and they also ask us, you know, when is this going to be actually hitting the shelves? I want to buy this. So we've been really fortunate to get this kind of love from the people itself and their receptiveness to, you know, try out a new product which they've never even heard of. So I think these three would be some of our biggest wins since the Velocity event.
Love that. Gang, we have to pause really quickly for a commercial break, but we'll be back to talk more about Nutropop in a moment. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau, and we'll be back shortly.
A healthy company is a blessing. But a well-insured company is a necessity. That's why Indiana Farm Bureau offers more affordable health plans for eligible members. Whether you have just a handful of employees or a larger enterprise, building a stable business demands employees who are just as strong and healthy. Indiana Farm Bureau can help with health plans that include medical, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement insurance plans. And you can sign up for membership and apply for an Indiana Farm Bureau health plan any time of year. Indiana Farm Bureau understands the cost of healthcare has rapidly become one of the largest expenses for many small businesses. We invite you to compare our health plans to your current coverage. We're confident you could find significant savings. To learn more about the health plan that's right for you, visit infbhealthplans.com and make the switch today.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. I'm here with Nutropop, UJ, and Audrey. Food as health is this idea that consumers are seeking better for you products, and it's this growing conversation and massive opportunity for your team and many others in the food as health space. When you're out meeting with potential partners, you know, what is your point of differentiation in the market, and you know, what makes Nutropop unique?
Yeah, well, I feel like we have a lot of distinct edges, but our most unique value proposition is that we will offer American flavors that are designed for the American palate. So there are quite a few other popped water lily seed brands out there, I'll admit, but a lot of them offer more kind of traditional flavors. Think like tikka masala or turmeric, and those are all good, but you know, we want to offer something that kind of fills the gap in the market. This new product, but with a familiar American taste. Think like, you know, salt, cheese, barbecue. Right now, we're only launching salt as part of that, salt and peri-peri, but other flavors will come. In addition, like UJ mentioned before, you know, that we have nutritional edge over popcorn and chips and clean ingredients. We're completely plant-based. And I feel like we really have an authentic story. You know, Nutripop was born from lived experience. We're a small, scrappy startup. And, you know, our ideas, they didn't come from like a corporate whiteboard. And I think something that is really important to all three of us co-founders is our environmental and social impact. So one thing that we really want to do is to launch a fund to support the community and protect the marshlands where these crops grow. This is still a very, very early thought, but we really want to give back to the community and to the planet however we can.
I love that.
And, you know, I think it's a thread that ties together with, you know, the level of innovation that you guys brought to the table. I mean, thinking back to just January, this was not even really an idea. Now here you are, fully fledged company driving that forward. But let's talk about the reality of the industry that you have chosen to be in. Consumer packaged goods, CPG, is historically a very tough game to be in. It's not an easy place when you're battling for shelf space or, you know, product recognition to get people on board as customers. Why have you guys felt compelled to create this business and focus on CPG at this current moment in time?
This has actually bothered me also quite a bit, because there are so many companies out there trying to, you know, grab shelf space, grab the attention of consumers, trying to do everything to get to the consumer in some way possible, or trying to become a part of their diet. But the reason why we have stuck to this is because at the end of the day, no matter how much progress, you know, companies make or how much they try to get to consumers, what matters in the end is that this essentially, it comes down to, you know, Nutripop or popped water lily seeds being a food product. And food is something that everyone associates to. Everyone likes to try something new and innovative and something healthy, actually. And just to add to this, like, we have seen a lot of data on how the healthy snack segment in the market has been growing over the past few years. And this is actually poised to grow to a $42 billion market by 2030, with an average growth of 8 to 9% year on year, which is very good. And we are seeing a lot of companies actually do this also. Like, for instance, brands like Olipop or Poppy, which were, you know, I don't even know if people heard about a prebiotic soda 10 years back, but then everyone has tried it now. Everyone knows what it is and knows what good it does to your body. So I think, even though it's a hard space to break into, but if you stick into what you're doing, it is doable. Right now, what you're also seeing this in the news, like a lot of large companies today, I feel, do not have the massive edge that they had maybe 10, 15 years ago. You can already see this happening with the Kraft Heinz breakup, because maybe things are working out, things are not working out. So consumers at the end of the day are willing to try newer brands which are committed to brands which are making an honest effort to deliver something good. And I feel this is the whole idea which gives us a lot of inspiration. And we've built our brand around making this clean, authentic, and functional for Gen Z and millennials and anyone who's trying to snack healthy. And just one more thing. Recently, I was on my way to Indy. I was stopping by for fuel, and I stopped by to just buy some snacks at the, you know, fuel station. And I noticed there are quite a few healthy snacks already. I don't know if I should call them healthy also, because I think you would have heard of this product. I won't name the brand here, but there are brands out there which are hyping up the protein content. There are protein chips that are out there that give, you know, 16 grams of protein in a single bag. But then I was like, okay, that's amazing. I would love to eat that product. And I just flipped the bag and I looked at the ingredients, and 90% of those ingredients, I didn't even know if I could pronounce them, first of all, and I didn't even know what they were. So even today, a lot of companies and brands are trying to mislead consumers just by hyping up the protein content and, you know, artificially doing things which, you know, your food is not supposed to have. And we're trying to be different. We do not want to do any of that. We do not want to label our products differently, try to add something that's not natural into our product. And we just want to keep it clean and healthy. And this is a snack which has been tried and tested by our ancestors. And we just want to bring this out and make this a part of your daily life. So, yeah, I think that's market itself when it comes to the pop snack market is pretty huge. And popcorn or other snacks have a very limited approach when it comes to sustainability or nutritional value, and Nutripop is filling that gap.
I think it comes across in the story and also in the product itself. Once you get a chance to try it, you'd see the difference that that makes. Let's shift gears just for a second. I know we're running out of time here, but want to touch on this for other folks that are following your footsteps. As students that launched this business, you know, before graduating at Notre Dame, what advice do you have to aspiring young, maybe even student innovators as they head down a similar path that you guys have?
Yeah, so I've thought about this question a lot, actually. And honestly, my answers are kind of stereotypical, but they really do hold true. So first of all, start small, but you have to start, you know, test on campus, gather real feedback, you know, hand out products to random people walking by. We really wish that we could have started this earlier during our time at Notre Dame, but, you know, we started anyways, and there's no better time than now. Second of all, use all the resources you can, especially at your university. We are very fortunate to have attended Notre Dame, which has such a big startup culture with the Idea Center. You know, anything you can take advantage of, competitions, accelerators, mentors, just take advantage of all the resources you can. Also leverage your student status. People really want to help you and root for you, especially since you're a student. And in the case of Notre Dame specifically, the alumni network is so strong and so vast. People really want to see you succeed. And lastly, I think the most important piece of advice I'd have is take advantage of any opportunities that arise and trust your gut. You know, if Rishi and I hadn't impulsively joined that competition after UJ's pitch, neither of us would have ever been a part of Nutripop. We don't even know if Nutripop would have formed. So just take advantage of it. Just, you know, even if it means spending your entire Saturday afternoon stuck in a small room trying to ideate, do it. It ended up really well for us. And even if we didn't win that competition, we still would have had a lot of lessons that we learned.
That's fantastic. Guys, I have time for one last question, and I think it's the most important. What's next for Nutripop? What is next on the horizon for you all?
I have actually some good news to share. Our product is actually getting picked up. This is just going to be a very sample order, which is coming in hopefully the next week, should all things go smoothly. So we are prepping up for a full-scale launch this fall, this October, actually, at Notre Dame and other Midwest universities like IU, Ball State, and Purdue, potentially. And we just want to continue on this growth trajectory and expand into regional convenience and even places like coffee chains, gyms, sandwich shops, and even the Hudson News that you see at the airport. So that's our focus for the year ahead. And we want to keep close to our customers, grow our digital community. We've been getting a lot of traction there. And we just want to keep doing more sampling, speaking to our customers, and focus on, you know, making this product better with every bag that reaches the customer. And I would say long term, though, the goal is to make popped water lily seeds a household name snack in the US, because a lot of things I feel like, just like earlier, I spoke about prebiotic soda or natural sweeteners. All of this were non-existent 5 to 10 years down the line. So I feel there is a huge market, and with the right education and the right awareness, we can hopefully reach all of the consumers across the US and the globe too.
Guys, that's so exciting. And we're so thankful at the team at Agrinovis for being part of the journey. You guys have allowed us to support you on as you've gone down this path. Everybody, thank you for joining us to hear more about what's going on with Nutripop. On behalf of the entire Agrinovis team, thank you all for listening and watching. And we will see you all back here next week on the podcast.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovis Indiana, brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography and design by Kaylee Verstay. Video by Darren Cooper and 1898 Creative. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, listen, and review. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience online at agrinovisindiana.com.